Yeah, it's about really feeling the truth of what abundance is. And it's an energy. Money is energy. We are energy, life force energy. And these experiences, this retreat experience, it is an expense. There is a lot of energy that's available within this container that we've created, right, Carrie?
Yes.
This is big energy. There's a lot of life force here.
Thank you for tuning in your consciousness to the Naked Human Podcast. I want to acknowledge your presence and what it took for you to be here today listening. My intention for you is that you receive what you came here for and find what you didn't know you needed. This podcast is about what it means to be a human being and what it really means to be naked, and how our relationship with Mother Nature has the power to heal us. My name is Carrie Cott, and I'm a nude nature photographer, licensed physician of Chinese medicine, plant guide, and wild woman embodiment mentor. I help women heal from sexual trauma, awaken their authentic voice, and distinguish between fear and intuition so they can be led by their deep feminine heart. I bring to life in this podcast my own internal wisdom. I will only share what I've learned and experienced on a personal level. As you listen, I encourage you to take from this what you need and just trash the rest. So, happy listening. Oh no, that's too much. That costs too much. Oh, that's out of my financial comfort zone right now. The fear of money is a story that I think for a lot of us, or all of us at some moment in time, regardless of how full or not full we think our bank account is something that shows up. And in this conversation today, we are going to really just take a look at what is this story about money really about. And I have here in this conversation my friend Aurora, who is the co-creator of our nude yoni embodiment retreat happening in May. And she is here as a, I wanted to say yoni creatrix, to help and support us in dismantling this lie, this fear, this story, and really the uncomfortable edge of money. And I say that story, it's a story to fear, because for me, what I see is that it's really about something else, you know, like all the things that potentially have the capacity to stop us in life is because they're a really good excuse to keep ourselves safe. Because underneath this story, this fear, this edge, is the availability for deeper connection, but it's bumping up against our traumas and our fears and our conditioning. And so I just have it that it can be really easy for our trauma and our conditioning to throw out and be like, that's too much for me. I don't have money for that. I don't, that makes me feel uncomfortable. That's a little too much, or whatever the story is because underneath that, it's disrupting some operating system that's like, oh no, I'm supposed to keep you safe. Yeah, and this is a conversation that shows up as it relates to our retreats, as it really just relates to so many things in life. And you know, if you're a woman that is interested in a retreat and this is something that's showing up for you about like the investment, the amount of the investment, and really, truly, regardless if you're interested in one of our events, this conversation has a lot of potency and opening to really look and connect in a way that you can open or potentially open yourself to whatever medicine is calling you and that your brain's saying, uh-oh, no.
Yeah. Right. Like tuning in to discern, you know, is this my bad? Like, is this a true no, or is this a fear that's coming up that's creating a story, a lie, a limitation? You know, and that comes with practice, is tuning in and asking the body, asking, you know, in relation to our retreat, our yoni, you know, learning to have that communication, listening to the voice of the yoni, and receiving her messages and letting that be our guiding compass as we walk this life and make decisions, because we want to make decisions that are aligned with our highest path, right? Like, I know, I mean, right? Like, don't we all just yes. want to be guided and to follow what's really going to bring us the highest health and happiness and success, abundance? And yeah, so abundance, like we were kind of connecting in around the word abundance for this conversation. And yeah, it's about really feeling the truth of what abundance is. And it's an energy. Money is energy. We are energy, life force energy. And these experiences, this retreat experience, it is an expense. There is a lot of energy that's available within this container that we've created, right, Carrie?
Yes.
This is big energy. There's a lot of life force here.
Oh, there is so much life force. And that's, I love how you just illuminated that, Aurora. You know, it, money is energy. And there's a lot of energy that's available in this experience. There's a lot that's so deep
within you, within this experience, within each one of us. It's like the experience itself, but it takes all of us and all the energy that you carry, whoever's listening to this, right? It's like, it's your life force that you are contributing and that you are investing in, you know, creating more abundant flow within your very essence by saying yes to her and listening to her. And this is like a tool you're going to be actually investing in, learning in, to create more abundance and, you know, listening to the flow and the compass, you know, the inner compass of the yoni in the body, which is only going to continue to bring you into more alignment with true abundance, what true abundance is in our lives.
Yeah, and the exchange that's nourishing for us, that we're asking for in the exchange, is money, right?
Yeah.
So like, that's a part of our nourishment in providing this space. And that's part of the exchanges of the others that are involved, like the land that's asking for its nourishment and its exchange in the experience. And, you know, just kind of like dismantling some of that stickiness around money. And
but without fear, right? It's like, yeah. It's right. Like, we get to do this.
Yeah.
Like, we get to do this. this is a choice. It's available.
Yeah, and calling in that reminder that it's energy. And I think about the yoni, right? The yoni is a space. It's a portal of receptivity, and even checking in with your yoni about the experience. And what's popping in right now is even just like closing your eyes and bringing your awareness to your yoni, and even just asking your yoni, would it feel good to be nourished in the energy of money?
Yes. Yeah, and how does that feel in your yoni? Gosh, I know. I'm just saying yes. My honey is just like, yes.
I can feel some things in my yoni, even as I tap into that. I actually felt an expandedness and an openness and like a biggerness happening.
Same. Like, yeah, I felt mine opening and feeling like full.
Yes, full. That's a good word.
Yeah.
And, you know, just talking about that discernment, Aurora, and listening and checking in with the body, the yoni, you know, sometimes there's this dissonance that's happening where your body is saying one thing when you check in, and then your mind is saying other things, right? Your mind is designed to keep you safe in the way that it believes that it's keeping you safe. So, you know, just even checking in, like, you know, just like closing your eyes, dropping in, asking your yoni a question, and then seeing what happens, is an opening. And I feel like sometimes maybe we think we need more tangibility to things, or okay, well, where's the money now, right? Like, I checked in with my yoni, but it's just about continuing to check in and allowing that opening to provide this space for what you need. And it might, you know, it might just provide that softening that you need. And you might need to continue to check in with your yoni every day, multiple times a day.
Yeah, I recommend doing that. Yeah.
And also sometimes things, you know, nervousness or fear doesn't necessarily completely dissipate, but there's enough opening to where there's a softness that's there. So it's not necessarily that the absence of the fear or the discomfort completely disappears, and it can. It's just about, I think, about inviting in enough space to where you can honor what your body is communicating. So if it's a yes, you can honor that. And if it's a no, you can be like, no, I'm going to let this go.
Yeah. Yeah. And over time, it takes practice at first, I think, you know, to learn the different sensations and what it all means to you, because we're all so different, and the way that your body communicates with you is the way that your body communicates with you. And it's so it takes practice, and then learning to trust, right? We have to listen, not just ask questions and doubt, but just start to practice by listening and following through with the answers and the messages that you receive, and it'll continue to strengthen. I feel like our yoni is just, as long as we're acknowledging her, you know, inviting her to really be a part of our life and our inner compass, it's just, that's the embodiment that we're all striving for, I think. So.
Yeah, the embodiment, like that's what it means to be embodied, is an active participation with your body and the communication and checking in and listening. And I think that's so important to also continuously reflect, is that it's a process, you know, and it's a practice. Like, this is, you know, listening and feeling and understanding uniquely how your body communicates with you is a practice, and it's a never-ending practice. And, you know, I can speak to my journey with that, is that the more I do it, the easier and clearer and the more mastery I get. And there's always... there's always continued listening and trusting, and there's new edges and new places that I haven't been before, but it's always easier on some level ultimately. Mm-hmm. And it's just about continuously doing it and checking in.
And listening. Why? And it's like, yeah, because it's leading you to look at where you're at now. since you've been listening to her. You're doing what you freaking love. I'm doing what I love. You know, it's, yeah, letting that inner compass bring us to the life that we're dreaming about, that's really meant for us, that's connected and brings life to our life force, that adds and amplifies the very life force that we carry in our bodies. And yeah, we've been doing the work and the practice, and I'm acknowledging you for that. And yeah, just acknowledging that's part of the medicine that's here, that's available in this retreat too. And
yeah. That reminder. And yeah, that's something that's available, is strengthening our inner wisdom and listening. And what's popping in right now is something that has super helped me in that practice is giving myself the space that I need, even if I know something. So if it's like, okay, this retreat is a yes. Okay. And I talk to myself a lot out loud or even internally. And it's really helpful.
I do. Yeah. I love doing it out loud too.
Yeah, because I see it as it's moving energy. There's an acknowledgement that's happening. I get to acknowledge myself. I get to acknowledge what's happening inside of me. I get to call things out, but I don't have to hold on to it. Like, I'm actually moving the energy by speaking it and engaging it. And so, like, okay, this is a yes. Or I'd like to do this. Okay. And then I check in with my body. Ooh, this would feel really good. I feel lightness. Okay. And okay. This is what the price point is. And I feel nervous, or I'm not really sure how this is all going to work out. And so I just start like bringing it to the space and like, okay, this is a yes. I can just acknowledge that it's a yes. I don't have to do anything in that moment if I'm not ready to, but I can acknowledge it, right? Mm-hmm. And give myself the space that I need. So I actually started this practice when it was hard for me, or even in the moments that it's hard for me to deliver a no to someone. And so I started this practice of like, okay, I know that this is a no. And I'm afraid to communicate my no. Okay, well, I will give myself as much space that I need in order to communicate it, which means I don't communicate a yes to them in the meantime. I give myself the space that I need to come into whatever energetic alignment that I can to actually say, this is a no for me. Mm-hmm. And so there's like this space of the acknowledgement within self. And then there can be whatever amount of space, whether it's 2 minutes or 2 days or 2 months or 2 years, two decades, whatever it takes, to then deliver or take the action that I need to take action in alignment with my body, with my beingness, with my yoni. And so there's like this permission to first be with it within yourself. And then there's space for the energy to do work its magic. And but staying connected to, this is what I feel, and this is what's true for me and what I feel is true.
Yeah, being really present with that, accepting it, allowing it. I love that.
And just not forcing. Aurora and I had a previous conversation about our retreat, and there was this conversation of no agenda. And so sometimes when we have an agenda, like I'm supposed to get to a yes, or I'm supposed to get to a no, or I'm supposed to take an action in this moment in time, that can be counterproductive.
Puts pressure on us.
A lot of pressure. And then also sometimes there's just that space of like, okay, I do have some fear here. And we can acknowledge the fear in my body, this is a yes. And I have fear. And I'm going to take the action, knowing and trusting in my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing that's kind of coming up that I want to give voice to around this as you were speaking is in relation to just saying yes to anything, like whether it's this event or something else that you're trying to make a decision for in your life. And if it's an investment, right? Because I know that when it can be scary. I've had fear around saying yes to large retreats that were quite an investment for me. And it is, it's because there was just so much transformation. It was like, was I really ready for that leap? Did I believe in myself that I had that much worth within, the essence that I'm like ready to step into and say yes to within my life? Like, the investment, the energy is a reflection of the energy that I'm willing to step in and say yes to. It was, and I always, did I ever regret making an investment in myself around something that I knew was only going to enhance how I show up in my life and how connected and expanded I feel in who I am? No, yeah, it was just always like a yes. I always made the choice that was for my, highest happiness and success and health and wealth. And it takes that leap sometimes to move beyond the fear of thinking that you're losing out on anything. That's like the illusion that you were saying, or the lie. It's not. There's no losing, right? There's no losing of anything. You're not losing money. You're like, this is an investment. This is an experience that you get to do, feeling that in your body. This is something that you get to do. And money is the exchange. And then when you give money, you're going to receive money, right? You're not losing it. It's just going to come back in some other way. And that's how I've chose to have this work with this energy in my life and some, perspectives that have worked for me. It's not just a perspective, it's also true to me. But yeah, do you have anything to maybe add to that, Carrie?
I'm over here soaking that in and receiving that and that wisdom and the energy that's really connected to that. I can feel that in my body moving through, like just the clarity in that energy that you shared. And about our investments, there's things that you shared that are about, might tap into the words like worth and
We're
value.
worth it.
Yeah, and also what's available. And I can see that in my own experiences when I've been fucking terrified to invest. And my body's like, yes, we want this and do this. And actually, that was what was so I'm just back from Colombia now for like a week and a half. And that particular retreat and the investment for that retreat was really bumping up against some stuff for me. And I just kept being like, this is too much for me right now. Like, there's all these other expenses and investments that I'm investing in and that are all important. And my brain was like, this is frivolous and this is too much. And it's winter, Carrie. You're supposed to be resting and
All these reasons.
all these reasons. And like, oh my gosh. And and there was a part of me that was like, clearly there must be some transformation around money available here. And every time that I just checked in with my body, Aurora, it was like, I was like, there's some fear there. And I'm like it wasn't quite terror, but it was just like there was just loads of concentrated fear. And I couldn't see what it was about. I just knew that there was a fear. And I shared this with my friend who runs the retreats, and we have these conversations where I could just share what was there for me. And I was like, every time it just happened, there's a fear, there's a fear. I don't quite know what it's about. It just, it's alive. And I didn't actually see it until the last day of the retreat. I was looking for it. It was like, was this the thing I was afraid of? Was this the thing I was afraid of? Was this the fear trying to protect me from this thing? And I was like looking. And then on the last day of the retreat, when we were doing some integration, it just like pinged in after I shared. And then after someone was sharing something, for themselves, it just like came in so clearly that the fear that I was afraid of was about a deeper level of love and connection, because there's a wound there about being hurt. And I just was like, it was just pinged so clearly. And it was like, And for me, I know what that wound is about and what that fear is about. And it was specifically about romantic partnership and about the wound that has been there and what was available to me. Because what I left that retreat with was just, I mean, my heart chakra, my heart being so, and my yoni being so much more completely open and vulnerable. And vulnerable in the way that it's open and soft. And there's like such a softness that's now available to me. And I knew that. I saw that for myself. And then when that person shared, it came in and was like, this was the fear. It wasn't about money, but there was a deep level of transformation. And a part of myself that returned home, that now lives, you know, that I have access to. And so,
yeah, the layers, what that brought up for you, that is so deep and so beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing.
So, you know, it's that kind of stuff.
Right? I know. Yeah. Right. It's so multifaceted. We each have a unique story, and the abundance is connected to every aspect of our lives, really. So,
yeah. So the invitation here is to inquire deeper within the body, within the yoni, and consider, like, just keep being curious about, what is this really about? Is this about this? And just check in and feel and just notice what you feel. Mm-hmm. And you can write it down if that's helpful too. Of like,
oh, yeah, writing down, that can really bring clarity. Yeah.
Yeah. And having conversations too, you know, like even checking in with someone that you can trust to hold this conversation, even as it relates to our retreats, you can have a conversation, and it's really powerful even just to say, oh, I have this in my space, or I'm afraid of this. And the thing about life and fears is that acknowledgement is extremely potent and powerful to transmute and transform things. And also, we're taught to just carry things on our own. You know, here I'm just carrying this fear and I'm afraid of this. But wow, what would be possible if you shared it? You know, share it from your heart of like, I'm feeling my body's a yes, and this is what I'm scared of. That's part of the medicine and being seen. And that's why that space is available. You know, that's why it's like you can have a conversation, a discovery call. And sometimes
we don't need to deny the fear or try to hide it or resist it. It's like,
that just makes it worse. And then we just hold on to it longer. Or I've discovered I just hold on to it a bit longer.
It's important. It is important to look at it if there is some coming up before really making your decision. I mean, it can be helpful to just look at it and then still ultimately trust yourself. And one thing I want to kind of add about this is, you know, sometimes the initial feeling that you get is usually the correct one too. It's like when you trust your body and you get the instinct, it's like you feel the call, you're like, oh my gosh, this excites me and makes me nervous all at the same time, but like, you know, there's something here, I know that there's something here for me. You know, it's good to make a choice, you know, within the first, you know, week of something, as far as I'm concerned, and in my own experiences and my own opinion, it can just be beneficial to really like commit to yourself, commit to that inner knowing, make a decision and stick with it. You know, having confusion and going back and forth between the mind and the body just creates disharmony in our system, and we don't need that. So just wanted to put that in the space too. It's okay to just, you know, go all in and just commit to whatever decision it is. Just trust it.
Yeah. And it's okay to honor a no when it's there too, and just be like, for some reason, this is a no right now. And it might just be the next cycle around, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, right. It could be a couple weeks before it comes back through, or a month or a couple months, or you just, yeah, it's always checking in.
Yeah. Always checking in. For me, I've discovered the things that are calling me, they don't disappear. They don't shut up.
Right. I know.
They don't go mute. They don't go on silent.
Same. That's why it's like, trust it. Trust it.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to play a little game, you can be like, okay, no. And then it's going to come back and it's going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I've found, that the things that are truly calling me is they don't disappear, and they will continue to tap me on my shoulder. They will continue to call my name, Carrie, hey, what about this and this? And in some way, shape, or form of like, oh, now I'm just, you know, somebody sends me an article about something about yonis after I just listened to this. And, you know, they can be all sorts of different forms. But again, that's a practice of listening, right? And paying mm-hmm. attention and noticing how it feels. But, the Columbia retreat that I shared about, it didn't go away. It didn't go away for me, even though I was like, I know body. Yeah, but no, no, we're not going to do this.
And that was good that you had that experience. It was, when I have those experiences and I don't listen right away, it and in the end, it's like, I could have listened. Like, yes, like I knew the answer all along.
Yeah. Yeah, but it didn't go offline for me. It just continued to drop itself in my dreams. It continued to speak to me in other ways, and just things that were all connecting pieces to it. And it was very encouraging, really. I mean, it would just be like, hey, what about this about it? And, you know, I feel like our intuition is kind, and it's, again, the things that are calling us, they don't disappear. And I know there's that saying, like, if it's meant for you, it'll be, and you can't lose what is meant for you. And I believe that that's true. And it's just about coming into alignment with it. And we're just playing this game of alignment, of softening and opening to the things that we truly desire for ourselves, so that we can receive them. And that's the medicine of the yoni, really, is that she needs to feel safe and soften and open in order to receive life.
A ho.
And I feel like, is there any last pieces of departing wisdom or awareness, reminder, as we complete this conversation?
Mm. Yeah, just tune in, slow down, become present, and just tune into the wisdom of your body and that overflowing life force that you carry, and what decision is going to continue to just like listening to what gives life to the life force that you carry in this body. you know, what's contributing, and just listening, honoring, trusting, and strengthening that muscle.
Thank you so much for sharing your beingness, your heart, your yoni, your wisdom with all of us today, Aurora, for being a part of this space.
Thank you, Carrie.
Drinking it all in, knowing and trusting. Yes. Allowing yourself to take your time. There's no rush to any answer, to any place, moment in time, other than where you are right now. Until next time, much love.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning your consciousness to this episode of The Naked Human. However you find yourself, whether it's relieved, enlightened, triggered, or as if the past minutes were a complete waste of your time, it's perfect. Be present to it and allow it to be the medicine you need. I welcome your feedback and heartfelt reflections of how this episode impacted you. You can share with me online at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And if you're feeling called for a more personalized experience into your nakedness, I invite you to join our community of wild women in person or online. You can find more specifics at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And until next time, bye!